Hey brother, it's Dan Gore with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. Today I want to talk to you a little bit about something that I call a free man. It's also something that I'll talk about with regards to a man whose masculinity is clear for him. It's alive. It's something that he feels very connected to and is something, a key part of his power and strength in himself. And so what does this really mean? Well, a free man is a man who isn't rattled by anything that his woman or women around him do or say or the way they're being with him. So that means that he's free to respond to whatever is going on around him and how she's being around him and what's going on between the two of them in the way that he wants to. So he's free really to live up to who he wants to be, those standards and values that we're always talking about, the way he loves to be as a man. He's free to do that anytime he wants to, no matter what is going on around him. Now, that doesn't mean that he doesn't get triggered. We all still get triggered. We all still have ways in which we can get pissed off and annoyed by people and frustrated and all that sort of stuff. But he's very clear that how he responds to the situation is his own choice. It's not controlled by anybody else. It's not controlled by the circumstance. It is always controlled by him. He is free to choose how he wants to respond to any situation. Now, a little while ago, a few weeks ago, we sent out an email to everybody and we mentioned one of our most popular articles, which is lists out the 50 traits of a happily divorced man. Now, the reason why this article is so popular is because so many of the men in our community read it and recognize I can bring these traits of a happily divorced man and become a happily married man. So I can bring these traits, which are masculine confidence traits, into who I'm being in my relationship right now. So I'm going to read a few of these to you right now. And just as you listen to them, just think about and feel how they feel in your body as you're listening to them and thinking about your current situation, who you're being, what your relationship is like, where you want to go. So these traits are, he's no longer an angry man. He's not frustrated and resentful with her and what's going on. He's fully aware that his situation is his own choice. And if he needs to change it or if he wants it to be different, he has the choice to do that. He has an immense amount of power and ability to affect change within his life and his relationships. He's not upset with women. He's confident in his own value and he doesn't need validation from other people. He has sex, good sex, lots of it. He's amazingly fulfilling conversations with other men and women. He's not rattled by anything that women do, just like I said earlier. He sees through a woman's protective shell and into the truth of her insecurities. Just like when we get triggered, when we get blow up and get emotional, we're in our own insecurities, and he sees the same. So a free man can see that in other people. And this is something you can learn to develop in yourself. He talks freely without shame about his own annoying insecurities. He feels empathy from a strong masculine place of love and respect for women. He's calm and deliberate in how he relates to women and the rest of the world too. He really, really likes who he's being as a man. He knows that he's valuable and a man of integrity and character. He knows he's a prize. He knows he has a lot to offer to other people. He is massively secure. So yes, he has insecurities, but he's able to talk about those things from a place of confidence and groundedness in who he is. He gives his presence and attention to women without strings or gamesmanship. He doesn't hold things back and change who he is depending on the situation he's in and who the people he's with. He is himself. He's consistent and genuine and authentic. He has a low pulse and respiration rate, even around beautiful women, no matter whether they're mad, upset, or anything like that. He's unaffected by women's anger because he knows it's not about him. And the truth is, it hardly ever is. He laughs at the games and contradictions that some women present to him. One of the things I've talked about in the newsletter that I sent out with this video is that a free man isn't being pulled around anymore by any of the ways in which we can be tested by other people, by the ways in which that they can prod and poke us through their own insecurities. You don't get pulled around by that anymore because you're very clear. You get to choose how you want to respond to any situation. Don't get pulled into the drama of the situation. He swiftly removes people from his life who drains him of energy and who disrespects him and have different values from him. He develops deeper, more meaningful and rewarding relationships with inspiring men and women. He has an abundance mindset, which means that he gives of himself to other people without any strings. He's not always playing a game to try and get a certain outcome. He's actually very generous with his time and attention, all the things that he has to offer. He knows that he can create whatever he wants to have. Without doubt, he knows that he has the ability to create. He speaks boldly about his past mistakes and he cheerfully shares what he's learned from those. He really doesn't give a fuck how other people think about him and how they respond to him, because he's very clear about any action that he takes. He doesn't get upset or disappointed when other people get mad with him. He knows that other people and women won't like him, and he's okay with that. He knows that some people won't understand him and that most people will never achieve what he has. He's more aware, more skilled, more generous, and more satisfied in his sex life than he's ever been. He's in charge of his own happiness and his own mood every day, all day. He takes away the power that women and others have to validate him and to make him feel good or bad. He laughs more, he laughs out loud, he generally just has a lot of fun, and he loves and enjoys life to the maximum. He's more focused, more productive, he's more proactive and intentional with everything that he does, and he's more confrontational. More confrontational in defending his boundaries and responding with strength, calmness, and confidence. So this is what we're talking about. Happily divorced man, you can start to see that those traits are things that you can bring into your relationship right now. You can be able to stand up in a confrontation and stand up for what's really important to you and lay down a boundary if you need to. You can respond to any situation that you find yourself in a way that makes you feel self-respecting, makes you feel confident, makes you feel powerful. But you have to do a bit of work to get there in the first place. So that's it. That's what I wanted to give to you today. What is a free man? It's a man whose masculinity is something that he's worked on. It's something that he's crafted. It's something that he's connected to and is aware of at all times. And it's really important for him to choose to respond to any situation that he finds himself in alignment with that, with the masculinity, the character, who he is, that definition of who he is what he holds himself to. And that's how he creates the life that he wants to have. That's it for today. Thanks, brothers. Take care.